Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to Blueprint for Life. This is Elder V, the preacher, and this is a day that the Most High has made. But before we go any further, I don't have my shofar, but what we're going to do is go before the Father in prayer, and then we'll get started. So sisters, with your heads covered, brothers, as we get ready to go in prayer and talk to the Father on this Holy Shabbat day. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us through a wonderful week. Every mountain, every valley, the peaks, the trials, the tribulations. But we know that all things work together for the good of your people that are scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. Bless the remnant today that remember the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, which means set apart, which means for us to recognize it, to be kodesh. Let them be encouraged. Bless the prophets that prophesy today, and bless the folks that hear the word today that need to be refreshed, renewed, just baptized again. Just do it for them. We come against all sickness, discouragement, depression, suicide. We just know that this is a day of refreshing, a beautiful day, the only day that you set aside and blessed in Genesis, in the creation. And we honor you on this day. And we ask all these blessings in the name of our dear brother, your son, Yeshua HaMashiach, whom this world calls Jesus Christ. So be it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm the king of comeback. Waiting for the king to come back. I'm back. It's your boy, be the preacher. And it's been a while, and all praises are due to the Most High, because one thing we're going to do is never give up. We fall down, but we get up. We go through trials and tribulations, but they're only for our strengthening. And this has been going on, this broadcast, Blueprint for Life, for 12 years now. You probably often hear me reflect, because Satan has tried to stop this lesson and this show for a long time coming, but he can't stop anything, because this is the work of the Most High Yah. And one thing we have a responsibility to do is to do his work. Jeremiah 1 and 5 tells us that before we were formed in our mother's bellies, he knew us, and he called us and sanctified us to be prophets in the earth. So what you're going to do is do the work he sent you here to do, no matter what happens. You want to go back before him and hear him say, well done. Now, this lesson was originally established, Blueprint for Life, to help restore the moral fiber of our community, because we want to restore the cultural identity of our people, one asleep mind at a time. But we can't restore the moral fiber of the community without bringing them back to the statutes, laws, and commandments. Why? Because it's a pattern for how to live a blessed life. When we get outside of the norm of what we're supposed to be doing, according to Deuteronomy 28, we get outside of the will of Yah. And Yah's will is to do his commandments and live. Even in the book of Esdras, it tells us, keep my commandments and live. If you want life, learn how to keep the commandments. That's the dietary laws, the dress code, and the governmental laws, and how to love one another and how to love yourself. And that's what we are here at Alm Hoyda all about, is teaching you how to come back to the laws and make it understandable. We want you to be able to relate to the Ten Commandments. Most people just think it's just the Ten Commandments. It's a movie with Charlton Heston. No, you need to understand what he means when he talks about idols, when he says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it kodesh, holy, set apart. The Fifth Commandment is big. Honor your mother and father. We don't see that anymore. All of these things are relevant to our community and to our society. And if we had the commandments in our community, we would hear less sirens, like we're hearing now in the background, because that's what's destroying our people. And we want to bring them back to what he said. Check this out. Listen. And I'm moving right into it, because we're only going to be on here for about 30 minutes today. The Bible said in Psalms 19 and 7 that the law of Yah is perfect, converting the soul of man and making wise the simple. Now, we got some simple-minded folks around here, and that's the reason why. Let me read that for you again. Psalms 19 and 7. The law of Yah is perfect. Don't tell me ain't nobody perfect and nothing's perfect. The law is perfect. It says the law of Yah is perfect, converting the soul of man. You cannot convert a person or be converted until you come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments. That's the only way to be converted. You'll sit up here and try a new diet, new clothes, new hairstyle, go to church on Sunday, which is not the Sabbath, or the Lord's Day. There's no scripture for that. What scripture is that? The law of the Lord is perfect, and it converts the soul. You can get converted in your home as you begin to keep these laws. And I always tell people to start with the Big Ten. And where do you find the Big Ten? In 20, Exodus, the 20th chapter. You can find the 10 on the 20th, Exodus, the 20th chapter, and learn the 10 commandments first and practice those in your life. Just think about it, people. If we practice the 10 commandments in the community, which thou shalt not kill, steal, covet, which means want what somebody else has, want his wife, thou shalt not bear false witness. That's gossip. And all we do is gossip. That's all we do in the community is gossip constantly. If we could just keep the 10, we could see a revolution within our neighborhoods. And that's what Blueprint for Life was designed to do. What we want to do is help you to see how relevant the law is so that you know it's not done away with. Because even in Revelations 22 and 14, I want you to know something, because everybody's scared of the book of Revelations because it's a book of things to come, and it's very scary, and we don't know anything about that book. Well, Revelations 22 and 14 tells you that nobody's getting into the kingdom unless they keep these commandments. Listen to me closely, and I want to read it verbatim. Blessed are those who do his commandments. Now, that's the key word. Every time you read your Bible, pay attention to each word. Don't skip over. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they might have a right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. You're not even getting in the gates. You're not getting into to the club, to the party, unless you're keeping these commandments and you're doing them. And we all know that practice makes perfect. We got a bad saying in the hood that nobody's perfect. We put on perfection by doing. And when you do, it transforms you, according to Psalms 19 and 7. See, that's the goal here with V, is to help you to see that you can do this. Everybody always says, nobody can keep the commandments. It can't be done. It's impossible. It's impossible to keep the commandments. Nobody can keep the commandments. Don't let anybody tell you that lie, because it is attainable. But I will tell you this. Because of the work of Christ, we have grace and mercy. But grace and mercy is not for you to be able to continue in sin. It's to make a mistake and get up and try it again. Like when your kid fails at the basketball game or practice and you tell them, don't give up. Get back in the game. That's even what today's lesson is about. Stay in the race. Even if you fall, you don't give up. You've got to just stay in the race. I'll get to that in a second. Let me stick with the laws because we have a shorter lesson and show today. So the other part of Psalms 19 and 7 says that it makes wise the simple. You mean to tell me that if I keep the commandments, I'll gain wisdom and I'll lose my simple mind? Yes, because it begins to give you insight. The commandments will transform your thinking. Let me make it simple for you. Even when you talk about the dietary laws, when you begin to get off the pork, the swine, the bottom feeders, and eat the way that Yah wants you to eat, and Yah is his name. You can find that in Psalm 68 chapter in the fourth verse. David's referring to the Most High as Yah. That is his name. Short for Yahuwah. That's his name. When you start to do the things that he has told you to do and eat the way he's told you to eat, your mind will begin to not be so cluttered. It'll be clear. And as a matter of fact, when you start to do what Isaiah said, which is to start fasting, your mind will become clear. Because this world has gotten things into us that causes us to have a calcified pineal gland, and we can't think clear. We got headaches. We have migraines because they have chemicals in our food. So he's saying stay away from these foods. But when you truly get into him and start fasting, you start taking on the way of Christ, and your spirit starts to take over your flesh, and it becomes clear. So here's what I'm saying today. The laws of the Most High are not and will not ever be done away with because of what he said in Revelations 22 and 14. You can't even get into the gates unless you've been doing the commandments. And the wonderful thing is that you have grace and mercy now, so that just in case you can't do it, you can get back up again and keep on trying. Peter messed up. David messed up. Moses messed up. Elijah messed up. Should I keep going? Paul messed up. Peter messed up. We all learn from our mistakes, but then comes the grace. There's so many verses I can give you, but the devil meant for evil. God turned it around for good. All things work together for them that love Christ. Isaiah, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Greater is that that's in us than anything in the world. Be right back after this.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand.
All right, this is Boyd B. the Preacher, and I'm back. Let's get into it. Stay in the race, because we only have a few minutes, and I want to encourage you today. And you know what? I feel so good to be back doing what I'm supposed to be doing on the Shabbat, giving you a lesson. Before I get into this lesson, I did say I was going to talk quickly about, well, we'll do that at the end. We always have a brief health segment. We may get into that at the end, but I want you to go to 1 Corinthians 9 and 24. And it says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? That was a Selah moment. I like to have a dramatic pause. Run in such a way that you might be the one to obtain it. If you're looking at the photo and you're listening to this on the internet, you see a photo of this sister, I believe, out of Africa that won a marathon, this particular marathon, in less than 2 hours. And you can see all these people way behind her. I bet you she wasn't looking in the rearview mirror to see how close they were or what she left behind. What Paul is saying, Shaul in Corinthians, run like you want to win. Don't ever give up. That means in the race there'll be fatigue, tiredness, distractions. You know what? There's something I did not know, and I just found this out. And this is going to sound sick to a lot of you. In marathons, they will urinate on themselves, sometimes even defecate. You never see them stop. They run for hours. They can't afford. I'm not telling you to do that, but the logic is what I want you to see. They have no time to stop for nothing. They're so focused on winning, they're not tripping on what they look like, what they smell like, what they've been through, where they come from. Get what I'm saying? I am trying to obtain a prize. I'm going to have dark days, smelly days, bad times, but I'm not going to give up. I'm focused on obtaining a prize, which is making sure I win. You're never too old. It's never too late. You never had too many failures. You never had too many marriages. You never had too many of anything. Nobody can compare you to anyone. And let me make it clear. I'm in reference to these commandments as well. You may mess up one Sabbath. An emergency may come up. You forgot to prepare the food. You may have, you didn't get a chance to keep all the holy days this year, which fall in Leviticus 23. Some of y'all made a mistake and kept some pagan holidays. Y'all better stay away from Christmas because Christ was not born on December 25th. So much you want to be like Jesus. Jesus didn't celebrate his birthday. He kept the commandments. Yeah, let me pause for a minute real quick and let me get back to this lesson. Christianity, Christ never asked for anybody to be like him. But if you're going to be like him, then read about him, and you'll find out that he kept the Feast of Tabernacles, the Day of Atonement. But people don't read their Bible enough to understand that he kept everything in Leviticus 23. So if you really want to be in Christianity, which means be like Christ, then find out what he did. Because Christianity is not in the Bible. It's man-made. He kept the holy day because people use your common sense. There was no New Testament when he walked the earth or the apostles. They were reading the Torah and Tanakh. So when they went to the synagogue on the holy day, the Sabbath, it was to read the scrolls because they didn't even have little Bibles that were compiled choice books. No, they read everything that was written by the scribes because you need to understand that the Bible was not religious dogma. It was a documentation of events that transpired with the 12 tribes of Israel and the people and their sojourn. So you have to keep that in mind. Don't be simple. That's why Psalms 19 and 7 is what we talked about. The law of the Lord will keep you from being simple and will open your mind to say, an aha moment. Let's get back to stay in the race. So you have to run like you really want to win. Some people are nonchalant, cavalier, serendipitous. You don't really care about life. You don't want to win. This is why we see tragedies, because you're fruitless. When Christ saw a fig tree that had no fruit, he cursed it and it died. It's like, what good are you in the earth? You're good for nothing. And when you're good for nothing, you're fruitless. And then you stand before Yah and he says, what did you do? Right. You're going to be judged on your merits and what you've done. So you keep giving back, blessing people, giving to the homeless. I believe it's Isaiah 58 that talks about the kind of fast that Yah expects, which is to feed the homeless, give to people, take care of people, feed the needy, to be selfless and thoughtful and caring and giving. But also he gave you gifts and things to chase after that you must accomplish in the earth. So that when you do stand before him, he can say, you did well. Now, forget what I said. Jeremiah 1 and 5, he sent you here with purpose. Will you have fulfilled your purpose and ran the race and stayed in the race? Philippians 3 and 14, let's get the next one. It says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Yah in Christ Yeshua. Now, if I had read the scripture before that, Shaul, which is Paul, said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind me. So let's break that down. I count not myself to have apprehended, meaning I don't think I'm all that. I don't think I've already won. He said, I don't think, like, you know, we'll often get a prize or an award and we'll stay right there and make that thing who we are in character. Yeah, you know I want an Emmy, right? You know I want an Oscar. You know I got an MBA degree, right? You know I'm all this. Now, Paul was like, okay, I already did that. It's time to move on. So I count not myself that I've already attained these things, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things I've already done. Meaning don't get stuck. Okay, you accomplished something. So now it's time to go on to the next thing. Because when you get to the top of the mountain, there's another mountain. But guess what? To get to the top of that one, you got to go down. It's going down. It's going to be some dark days, some peaks, some valleys. There's going to be some apprehension. And you know my favorite word is vicissitudes, which means unexpected changes in life. That means something's going to happen, a death in the family. You're going to lose something. There's going to be a loss. You don't see it coming. But being in Christ, you're prepared for it. And you can stay. So Shaul is sharp, but you're not seeing it. He's saying, after you get your award, put it on the mantle and keep it pushing. Count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind me. This is a race. Think about the race. I don't care who's catching up. I'm just running like a madman. I press. We know what press means. Bench press. That's weight. Push. I know you wake up depressed sometimes. I know you want to give up. I know you want to commit suicide. I know you want to go back to Sunday church and get in the choir, pay your little tithes, and don't do nothing. That's not it. He told you to do more. I know you're mad about keeping these laws and commandments because you want to go to the crab fest. You want to go to the lobster shack. You want to do all these things. You want to go back to the club. You want to have multiple lovers. You don't want to chastise yourself. We have a responsibility to chastise our flesh. You've got to put your flesh under control. You've got to have some self-control. And what helps you to strip it off? Is to come back to the laws and commandments and daily practice them. And as you practice them, you will perfect them. What's the reward? Revelations 22 and 14. If I do them, I get to walk into the gates. I'm going to the kingdom. Narrow is the way that leads to the kingdom. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Everybody calls themselves Christians. Everything moving as a Christian. They're not all going. Because it's not Christianity that's going to get you there. It's keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments and applying them, which transforms you, as we already read. And Paul said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means you've got to change the way you think, do, and act. And the only way you can do that is by having a standard to conform to. So you've got to conform to these laws. And it hurts when he tells a woman to dress a certain way, for us to marry a certain way, for us to only have sex in a certain capacity of a certain compound or, you know, a position of marriage. Because this world teaches us to YOLO, you only live once, do what you will. But that's not how it's going down. Most High expects you to live a holy life. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know this is be the fruit. I want you to stay in the race and never give up. Because we can make it. And as I always say, that the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. I'm so glad I could be back with you today. Next week, we'll get back into the health and herbs segment, and we'll have Brother D might be back with us. But more than anything, I want you to enjoy your Shabbat. So glad that I can minister to you today. And I want you to continue to study and enjoy the rest of your Sabbath. And know that we can make it and we can win. Shabbat shalom, Mr. Cobb.
We're gonna tear your kingdom down, oh Lord. Say, Lord, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh yes, you've been a building your kingdom. Oh Lord,
all over Israel.
That's all. Gonna preach your kingdom down. You better watch out now, Satan. Oh, the preacher,
I'm gonna preach your kingdom down.
Gonna break your kingdom down. Oh, you better watch out now, Satan. Oh, the mother. Blessed are they that mourn. Ooh, Lord, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You know, this takes my mind back to the clear hills of Carolina. I never will forget that little wooden church that we had there. We didn't have pianos. We didn't have nothing but drums. There were times when the saints would just nod their head. They would just pat their feet. I'd like to remind Satan one more time. His time is just about out. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, Satan, Satan, Satan. We're gonna tear your kingdom down. You better watch out now.
Satan!
Jesus. Mm-hmm.